Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. I always look forward to our monthly visits with the Better Business Bureau. The Better Business Bureau setting the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. We certainly urge you to check out their great website, just loaded with information. It's bbb.org. Pam Krim is with us. Pam is the BBB CEO and president. Pam, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having us.
It's good to see you. Sarah McCrarren, you brought a friend with you today.
Yes, we're very, very excited at the Better Business Bureau, not only here in Southern Arizona, but also nationally, to be involved with the group that Sarah's representing, Conscious Capitalism. And we share a real desire to manage marketplace trust. And this is a great avenue that I thought more people in Southern Arizona should be aware of. So very much appreciate us having the opportunity to host Sarah.
Sarah is with McCrarren Compliance. That is kind of a workplace compliance business here in town.
Exactly. Safety training and consulting, specializing in MSHA, OSHA, and DOT.
And you're also the host of a podcast, Conscious Capitalism. I'm going to learn with my listeners, and that's what's fun about what I do. I look forward to coming every day to learn things, and I'm going to learn today. What is conscious capitalism, Sarah?
Well, conscious capitalism is an international movement. It's basically promoting business as a force for good. So there's a lot of negative information about business and greed, and yet we know that when business is done right, it actually creates prosperity, you know, for everybody. There isn't a win-lose. It's really just a, you know, a win-win, you know, when it's done the right way. And conscious capitalism is, in my opinion, probably the best way to bring about social change as expeditiously, I suppose.
How'd you hear about it?
You know, I found out about it through a web search, and I wasn't looking for conscious capitalism. I just happened across it, mm-hmm. and I started going up to meetings in Phoenix. It's been, you know, not even a year, or it's been a little over a year, actually. It's been a year and a half that I started going up there and was going up regularly, and then decided we wanted to bring something down here to Southern Arizona. There were several people that were going up there, and even more people who weren't able to learn about conscious capitalism or engage with conscious capitalism because they couldn't go up there.
And your four basic tenets are purpose, conscious leadership, stakeholder orientation, and conscious culture.
Exactly. That's sort of the framework of conscious capitalism. It looks different mm-hmm. for everybody based on their business model, but for the most part, those basic tenets are intertwined with the companies that are practicing. Are you curious about any more information about what those mean? Or
Well, I think before we come, well, let's circle back to that in a moment, but first, give us some of your favorite examples of some good businesses, perhaps here in town, that are using these practices.
So some of my favorite examples are Goodman's Interior Structures. Mm-hmm. And what I love about them is that, you know, they really look at, you know, what resources that do we have at our disposal that we can, you know, make available to the community.
Right.
And they did that in a really big way with something that they call Good Threads. Uh-huh. And that is they in their building, they actually store a boutique, and they open it up twice a month for foster children to just come in and go through the racks and take what they need. And so they had the available space. They incorporated it into their building there. They also will pick up donations. So they have trucks. They have drivers. They said, you know, we have warehouse. We have trucks. We have drivers. Why wouldn't we make them available to help, you know, a segment of our community? So that's one great example. Another one is AGM Container Controls. Mm-hmm. They have a college tuition for all program. Mm-hmm. You don't have to, you know, study something that directly, enhances their business. They'll just pay for anything because they figure that, you know, they want to contribute to the community, and the community needs nurses and teachers as much as it needs, you know, machinists and and administrators. So
give us another quick one. Local group.
Another one that I like is Mr. Car Wash. And just a quickie, their purpose is inspiring people to shine. And it's not just, you know, shining so that they have a great product on the, right. the cars that leave, but really invest in their people a lot. I think it's 85% of their managers started out on the front line washing cars.
Well, I'm a client of Mr. Car Wash. I think they do a good job. And I have noticed the people are really conscientious people over there. So good examples, and I guess this movement's kind of caught on regionally, too. I heard Southwest Airlines is involved, Starbucks, so yeah. Whole Foods.
Yeah, it actually started with Whole Foods. He wrote the book, and then really started promoting it. And there were lots of companies that were following it, but he really brought it to light and really started pushing it so that more companies would understand that you don't have to sacrifice people mm-hmm. for profit.
Sarah McCrarren is with us. Her company is McCrarren Compliance, and she's the podcast host of Conscious Capitalism. How has it benefited McCrarren Compliance, this philosophy?
You know, it's kind of as Pam mentioned, it's really the basis for trust. Mm-hmm. You know, it's helped us to create trust throughout our company. You know, I took over the company about 3 years ago after the unexpected death of my brother-in-law.
Okay.
And so the company was in a, you know, kind of a bad financial state. And plus, everybody was pretty distraught after, you know, their
sure,
leader
rightly
had.
Sure, so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, even though I hadn't heard of conscious capitalism at that time, mm-hmm. I'd been in corporate finance for many years. And through that experience, realized what I thought was worked and what didn't work within business, and what was right and what wasn't right.
And
within
conscious
business.
Capitalism reinforced some of those values
Absolutely.
That you already had.
Exactly. Once I found out about conscious capitalism, I'm like, this is what I've been talking about. You know, it's like sort of what you intuitively know is right.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you have people that are saying all of those things.
Sure. Pam Krim, what do you think? Let's bring you back in.
I'm really excited about this because I truly believe, and I've gone on the record several times about this, is that we're extremely progressive in Tucson, mm-hmm. and I believe our business community and our consumers get it. And as, if you notice, all the awards now include community service, and I believe capitalism in Southern Arizona has already started to take on the goal of problem solving for our community. Mm-hmm. So it's a really, really important way in which to highlight what we've already started and to kind of circle the wagons on it and bring it forth to even more individuals and companies that are interested in it.
I'm so glad that you brought Sarah, because I think this is important information for our listeners, because to me, just from what you said about how we are very concerned here with business, this seems like a good fit here.
Excellent. I was so excited about it and try to appear or be with the folks as much as we can. And being that I've owned businesses in the community mm-hmm. for over 25 years in my past, mm-hmm. which we involved our employees and involved ourselves in this type of action,
sure.
and it really benefited to our consumers, our customers, and it very much benefited to our company.
Sarah, where can people find out more? And where can they hear the podcast?
Yeah, so the podcast is available at Tucson Business Radio X, Conscious Capitalism, Elevating Humanity Through Business. We also have monthly meetings. You can find out about those through consciouscapitalismaz.com. General information about the movement is consciouscapitalism.org. And one of the really big things is the international movement is having its annual conference in Phoenix this year, April 23rd through 25th. So it's I've been to it before myself. Love it. It's an awesome experience. I totally recommend it.
Yep. Great networking.
So check that
experience,
out for sure. Yep.
Okay, Pam Krim, what's coming up with the BBB? You've got some mixers coming up. You've got a signature event coming this spring. Talk to us.
Well, there's always a lot going on with us. I have
such
a great team.
I know you do.
They are always working out of the box. But on Tuesday, that's tomorrow, we have a mixer that's being sponsored by Ultra Air Conditioning, and it's going to be at Dave & Buster's, and it starts at 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And it will be very powerful networking. It's at no cost. I believe we're even giving out some free game cards.
Oh, very
so
cool.
Again, mm-hmm. If you want more information, go to our Facebook, BBB of Southern Arizona. And I would be remiss because we're really starting to get excited about our Torch Awards on
ethics.
When
are they this year?
It's May 3rd. It's okay. On a Friday evening out at Casino del Sol. Okay. And we're really expecting a good crowd. We've had double the amount of nominations, and now we're working through the application process. It's going to be based solely on ethics, and it's going to be segmented by business size. So it really gives every size of business in Southern Arizona an opportunity to go towards getting this award on an even playing field. So we know it's going to be really successful.
How does someone make a nomination?
The nominations are in already, so we've had to close that.
Okay.
Tickets, et cetera, will be available here in the next coming month.
Online at BBB.org.
You got it. You know that by heart, and we sure do appreciate
all
that.
All right. Well, we certainly appreciate filling in our listeners on a monthly basis, Pam, about what you're doing at BBB. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having us.
Sarah McCrarron, good luck to you, and I'm really very proud to learn about this. This is good for Tucson. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to the Torch Awards, too.
Conscious Capitalism podcast host Sarah McCrarron. Thanks a lot, and we'll be right back on Buckmaster.